Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to keep a list of family favorites. Make it easy to remember the crowd pleasers, so you can quickly make plans that go over well. If you listen to my Best of Both Worlds podcast, you may have heard last fall's episode with Claire Tansey, a blogger and the author of the cookbook Dinner Uncomplicated. Claire aims to make it easy and fun for families to enjoy delicious dinners together. One of her tips for doing that? Post your family's favorite meals. Make a list of the five or so meals that reliably satisfy and delight everyone at the table. Maybe everyone likes pasta with marinara sauce. Or maybe it's tacos. Maybe chicken and veggie stir fry is a hit at your house. Or what about hamburgers and hot dogs from the grill? Or even a breakfast for dinner option like scrambled eggs. You can probably identify a few family favorites off the top of your head. You can also ask your family members for their favorite meals and take notes. Once you've found out the meals that everyone around your table likes, post the list somewhere prominent, like on your fridge or on the inside of a cabinet or pantry door. You might want to make a few notes next to the meals, like about which take more time than the others and which you're highly likely to have the ingredients for, even if you haven't been to the grocery store in a while. But most likely, you'll start getting in the habit of always buying the ingredients for these meals when you do go to the store. Then, as you're thinking about the upcoming week's meals or if you're pondering on Tuesday afternoon what you're going to have for dinner, you can pull something from this list of family favorites and know that everyone will be happy. Knowing your family's favorites is useful for other aspects of family life too. For instance, make a list of your family's favorite weekend activities. The science museum? The zoo? A bike ride? Swimming? Be sure you have some indoor options on your list for days when it's too hot or cold or rainy to want to be outside. You can mark things that are seasonal or any that need a reservation, but most will probably be things that you can do whenever. The goal is that if you're thinking, what should we do this weekend? You can look at the list and pull something off and know that everyone will be satisfied. A list of at-home family favorite entertainment can be wise, too. If you aren't going anywhere, what will make everyone satisfied with the evening? Movie night with sleeping bags and popcorn? Baking and decorating cookies? Building Lego projects, board games, drawing or painting? Whatever your family reliably enjoys, write down. With lists of family favorites at the ready, you won't feel you have no ideas while simultaneously being overwhelmed by a world of possibilities. Instead, you're just asking a multiple choice question. Do I want to make breakfast for dinner? Chicken and asparagus stir fry? Or pasta with butter and parmesan? Should we go for a bike ride or to the children's museum? Should we have a movie night or play Monopoly? Multiple choice questions like these require way less bandwidth and energy to answer, especially when you are choosing from a list of reliable success. You know you can't go wrong. If you try making a list of family favorites, I'd love to hear how it goes and what's on your lists. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.